It's episode number 96 of The Big Show, answering your burning marketing questions. Let's go.
Branding, experience, conversation, promotion. Powerful marketing, empowering small business to change their status quo. It's the Internet Show, all about small business marketing. Jay Aaron hosts the brightest minds in marketing. Power to the small business.
And welcome to the Internet Show that turns entrepreneurs into marketers and ordinary businesses into extraordinary brands. And I believe every business has an extraordinary brand just waiting to bust out and be revealed. Hi, I'm Jay Arrett. I am Dean of Marketing Know-How at themarketingspot.com and host of the Power to the Small Business podcast. You can find me at themarketingspot.com. I'm also on Twitter at Jay Arrett. That's my name spelled out. And yeah, that's a weird name, isn't it? Jayehret. That's me on Twitter. And I'm here to put a little loca into your marketing vita today by answering your burning marketing questions. Flying solo on this episode. No guest, no featured guest today, but we will be back with a featured guest in the next couple of weeks. Got some exciting guests lined up too. As we get ready for the reformat of the show coming with episode number 100, working on that right now. Lots of exciting stuff. Still trying to make some decisions, so not completely there yet, but episode number 100, we're going to reformat the big show. And I'm recording this on Sunday morning right before I head off to the airport. It's spring break here in Texas, as it probably is around most of the U.S. this week. And I'm going to take spring break to do a little business mixed with pleasure, heading off to Belgium today to meet with a colleague and hopefully form a partnership this week and do some other business while I'm over there. More details on that coming in the next few shows. So going to be in Belgium, going to slip on down to Paris for a couple of days. Going to be fun. Fun way to spend spring break. Want to remind you about my Getting a Marketing Plan workshop. It's the Create a Custom Marketing Plan to Transform Your Business virtual workshop. That's right. If you wanted a marketing plan, you've always wanted to put one together but didn't know how to do it, I'm going to help you create one by my special virtual workshop. This is a deep dive into the marketing plan, and you will have a special custom marketing plan exclusively for your business. Tutorials, templates, and the ability to ask me questions. It's going to be spaced out evenly, so you don't have to cram it all in when you don't have time. It's a 9-week workshop, so you can spend a couple hours a week on it, just learning and filling in your marketing plan as we go. Now, last week, I offered you the special price of $97. If you go to the website today at themarketingspot.com/plan, you can see it's now $175. But here's a little secret. There's going to be a discount code, 9797, the number's 97. Put that in the place for the discount code, and you, the podcast listener, can still get it for $97 if you enroll in the next week. And go to themarketingspot.com/plan, and you can see everything that's included. And I hope you take advantage of that. Got a few people enrolled already. It's going to start April 3rd. April 3rd. Okay, so on to the marketing questions, the burning marketing questions. And by the way, if you want to ask a question for future episodes, you can do that in one of two ways. You can email me, jay@themarketingspot.com. That's jay@themarketingspot.com. Or you can call my office line, which is really my screening line. Those who are my clients and have personal contact with me, they have my special direct number. But my screening line also will record your voicemail and send me an MP3 of it so I can insert it here right into the show. So if you want to ask a marketing question for future episodes, just call this number right here. It's area code 254-399-8093. That's 254-399-8093. Ask your question. Introduce yourself. Say, hi, I'm Jay Arrett with the marketing. Well, you know, use your own name and company. And here's my question, Jay. I wanted to know this. And just leave that, and I could use it on a future episode of the podcast. And if I do, I'm going to send you a marketing book. How about that? That's a good deal, isn't it? 399-8093, area code 254, or just email me, Jay, that's J-A-Y, at themarketingspot.com. Okay, now on to the questions. And as I speak at conferences and visit with chambers of commerce and And with my clients, there's a lot of questions that come up. There are a lot of common questions, and we're going to handle some of those today, although we have a few kind of different questions today. I'm going to try and handle, let's see if time permits, I'm going to handle hopefully about five of these questions. So here we go. And the first one, I do have an audio snippet. Our first question, so here is Sharon with her question.
Hi, Jay. This is Sharon Smurl. I'm with the Waco Furniture Hospital. We're a new small nonprofit here in Waco. Our website is wacofurniturehospital.org. My question is this. As a small nonprofit, we're really a small, we have a small retail business also. How do I get my store's name out there in terms of the retail store?
Okay, that's Sharon. And by the way, I know Sharon. She's a personal friend of mine. She has a great little business, and she donates the proceeds from her business. She started it so that she could start donating money to various other nonprofits here in my hometown city of Waco, Texas. And Sharon's actually done some work for me. In fact, as I record this, my microphone is on top of an old big wooden door that I turned into a desk. And she cleaned it up for me and made it suitable for my desk. So I have this old desk. Maybe I'll post a picture of that in the show notes here if I can get one up in time. So Sharon does great work. She's also done some refinishing work in our home too. But she has Waco Furniture Hospital, and it's a great little business. So what she's really asking is, how do I get noticed with little or no budget? So there's something to be said for simple exposure. And I actually wrote a blog post about that. I'll post a link to it in the show notes about how do I get my name out there. But there is something to be said about simple exposure, especially if your product or service is not a high-frequency purchase, which Sharon's is not. So you may think you have a memorable business, but if you're a business that people don't need all the time, they have a tendency to forget you. So the question is not simply, how do I get my name out there? How do I get a little bit of exposure? The better question is, how do I get my name out there with some impact? So let me give you a formula and some ideas here. And the formula is exposure plus stickiness plus consistency. And that equals impact. Exposure plus stickiness plus consistency. Let's go over exposure first. So a consumer will only consider purchasing from you if you are present in their mind during the purchase process, during the time when they're making a decision. So you have to expose your business name and service as much as you can. So don't limit your thinking by looking for the best way to get exposure. Rather, look for the best ways, multiple, to get your brand name and product out there, your service offerings exposed, and in as many places as possible. Now, as you do that, some will become more effective at that, and then you want to eliminate the other ones. So I know the first thing people think about is Facebook because it's free. But let's think of some other ways. And really, Facebook is not free that much anymore because they have now limited the exposure of the business pages so much that you're basically forced into buying, boosting posts for people to see them. But let's think of some other ways and don't limit them to online channels. What about, say, in Sharon's example forever, the local farmers market? We have a local farmers market here in Waco. It's very good. Lots of people go to it, especially when the weather's warm. And I think it's a perfect place for her to set up. That's a booth cost. Yes, it's a little bit of expense, but it's not that much expense, and she could expose some of her materials at the local farmers market. Sharon, what if you could loan out some of your pieces to other high-traffic office complexes, some of your refinished furniture, some of your other pieces, your lamps and stuff like that, with maybe a small sign that you provided it? What about phone calls to other nonprofit or civic organizations in town that buy furniture for their clients? I'm thinking of organizations like shelters and foster care agencies. I'm on the board here locally of the Child Protective Services, and we have to buy things for our foster families sometimes. So what about that? What if you offered some classes to show people how to do various refinishing techniques? Lowe's and Home Depot, they do that every weekend. What if you did it? At the same time, you could create a series of video tutorials on saving your furniture or refinishing your furniture. How to look for pieces at an estate sale or a garage sale. Put them up on YouTube. Put them on your Facebook page. Put them on your website. So those are several ways that you can start thinking a little bit outside the box and getting some exposure. But remember, it is consistency. So let's quickly tackle the Facebook option here, because many of you have probably noticed that in the past several months, Facebook has limited the exposure of your posts on Facebook to your fans. They've done that by design to force you to pay for advertising. Their advertising budget has skyrocketed. I think I covered that in the last episode, number 95. So you can pay for boosting posts. I've not found that real effective for me to boosting your posts. I've tested a lot of different things. The thing that I really like right now, and this works if you have an email list or a contact list that you can import, but Facebook advertising allows you to reach targeted audiences. And so I input my email list from my newsletter, and you can also do this with your contact list. And then Facebook will match those up with existing Facebook users. And then you can target a pay-per-click ad. Now, you can do an exposure ad too. I do a pay-per-click campaign only to that targeted audience. And that is the best cost per engagement that I have found so far. And you can control your budget too. So you might want to try that if you have a contact list or an email list that you can upload rather than boosting posts, which I have not found that effective. Okay, so let's now talk about stickiness or memorability, because remember, people have to remember you. People forget most of what they see and hear within the first hour. That's a scientific, biological fact. You forget most of what you hear in the first hour because you're just exposed to way too much sensory information. So you forget it unless it's something that's out of the ordinary. It has to be something that sticks with your potential customers. Your message has to have a stickiness factor. And that can be that's something out of the ordinary, or it's also something that's elaborate. And I'll explain elaboration here in a second. I had a client a few years ago, Mike Knight Motors, a local used car dealership. And we did something out of the ordinary and is almost quite by accident. So his name was Mike Knight. We found a guy who had a suit of armor here locally who is in all the Renaissance festivals. And he had a suit of armor. And he's like, hey, let's put a knight in the commercials. And we came up with the tagline, slaying the used car dragons. And because we wanted to present a different type of used car dealership where Mike wore a suit and a tie and he's well known in the community, well respected. And so we came up with these series of commercials where we were slaying the used car dragons. And we had this knight in armor chasing off the sleazy used car salesman. And it was very cheesy, done on a very low budget. But gosh, it had so much impact in this town, and we had a very small advertising budget. But I tell you, Mike could not go anywhere, and the sleazy used car salesman could not go anywhere in public. And by the way, I was the sleazy used car salesman in the TV commercials. But I could not go out in public without people looking at me and asking me, are you that guy in the Mike Knight commercials? And they were tremendously effective for Mike Knight. So that was something that's out of the ordinary from usual car dealership commercials where we did something with a definite cheesiness factor, but it was out of the ordinary. So if you can come up with something that breaks the mold of what your business typically does, that will be out of the ordinary and you're more likely to be memorable. So let's talk a little bit about elaboration. And elaboration, if you've read any of the brain books like Brain Rules, I guess is the one I'm thinking of right now, means adding details. And it helps your brain remember things. And when you add more details to your message, it creates a bigger memory, let's say, in the person's mind. So some of these details that you might add are not a perfect fit with your product. For example, the Dollar Shave Club video. Dollar Shave Club right now is one of my new favorite brands. And if you watch their first video, which they made just 2 years ago, which kind of launched the business into stardom, the co-founder, Michael Dubin, he wrote that video, by the way. He used to be a copywriter. He uses a machete to cut the packing tape. And also their tagline is bleeped out with an expletive. So he uses a leaf blower in the video too. That's elaboration. It's also out of the ordinary, but he also adds more details. See, I can recall all those details from that video, the machete, the bleeped out tagline, the leaf blower, him riding in a wagon, him pointing to a picture of his grandfather. That's elaboration. That's adding some details that are not necessarily product features, and that helps people remember you better. So if you can add elaboration to your message, you can stick in the minds of people. So don't just say, hey, here's the name of my business, here's my product, and here's how great it is. Now remember me, and you want to buy from me? So that just doesn't work real well because that's what everybody does, and it's not elaborate. So let's tackle consistency now, because remember I said there was three factors in the formula here, and those were exposure plus stickiness plus consistency. And consistency is getting your name out there. It's not a one-time event. And it's not something you do when business slows down. You need to be active all the time. There's a thing called frequency. Frequency is the more time people hear about you, the more likely they are to remember you. So if you can expose yourself with frequency and be memorable at the same time with a stickiness factor, That is really, really powerful. So you might be saying, hey, I'm on Facebook all the time, Jay, but people still tell me they don't know about me. Well, then stop doing Facebook. That's my first thing. But spend that time somewhere else. Whatever you do, do it all the time. So Sharon, you might consider spending all that Facebook time on something else. I'm thinking Pinterest or Instagram might be a better fit for you than Facebook because you have a lot of cool stuff in your store. I know because I've been there and you can take pictures of it, share it, which you do on Facebook. I see those on Facebook, but I think you can have better exposure on Pinterest or Instagram. And how do you keep track of that stuff? Well, hey, you might need a plan, a marketing plan. And remember, discount code 97 at themarketingspot.com/plan. I know, shameless plug, right? Okay, Sharon, hopefully that answers your question and gives you some ideas to get your name out there, to get some exposure on little or no budget. And the second question comes now from Jeffrey Shirley. He has Jeffrey Shirley Designs, and you can find him at jeffreyshirley.com. And Jeffrey is spelled J-E-F-F-E-R-Y, and then it's S-H-I-R-L-E-Y.com. I'll put a link in the show notes. Didn't get the audio of Jeffrey, but I know Jeffrey, through my Facebook page, he asked me a lot of questions and is always interacting with me on my Facebook page, The Marketing Spot. So Jeffrey says, this is a small town. He lives in a small town, which I'm not even going to try and pronounce, of about 10,000. It's in Oregon. It's spread out in a heavily wooded area, so being seen by passersby is not likely unless you're on a main street. And he says, I'm not. I work from a home office. There's one radio station, one newspaper, and ads are expensive. So the biggest challenge, he says, is letting people know you exist and what you offer. Similar to Sharon's question there, I've been trying to do the networking thing, Chamber of Commerce luncheons, working with a charity. He's considered joining the Lions Club, Facebook, lots of Facebook. His question is, what am I neglecting? What's he missing out? And he's talking on a local basis. But I think the emphasis here that I want to make is that local does not exclude tactics that work globally. So you might be thinking of websites and search engine optimization and content marketing, LinkedIn. You might think those are kind of global, big picture, national, international, regional type stuff, but they also work locally. So my advice to you is to think of those tactics that you might think are really big tactics and bring them to a local level because they work locally too. So for one thing, Jeffrey, you might start blogging. I've taken a look at your website and it's a good website, but hey, what about putting a blog on there? Putting some more content on there to make it more friendly for search engines and make it more visible to search engines. Make sure your business has a Google Plus page. Are you speaking, Jeffrey? And I'm speaking to everyone here besides Jeffrey. Are you speaking locally? Have you offered yourself up to speak at chamber functions or other civic organizations? What about holding a workshop to create a website? I'm talking about your workshop. If it's free, show them how to create a basic site, and maybe you can get some affiliate income from web hosting. I see that you're a Bluehost affiliate. Some of them might need your services, but you have a service, Jeffrey, that everybody kind of knows they need, and it's a website design, but they really don't know how to go about getting one, and so they are just as lost at finding a website designer as you may be having trouble finding clients to buy your services. So my advice to you, Jeffrey, is to, one, do more content marketing and more search engine optimization on your website, add a blog, add some videos, and then get out and try and speak some more, I think, at some of the local civic organizations. Don't think about joining them, offering your services up as an expert and teaching others how to do that. So I have to say, if you think these first two questions apply to you, I think that they would be less perplexing to you if you had a marketing plan. Now, this is not a plug for my workshop here. Businesses have a tendency to market by urgency or market in the moment. And because a business does not have a long-term plan, they compensate with short-term marketing band-aids. And so some of these questions, you're looking for a band-aid. Now, I'm not trying to be critical here, but if you have a plan, these questions come up less frequently for you. Okay, let's tackle one more question here. The next question comes from a Beachbody coach who shot me an in-mail on LinkedIn, and I couldn't reach him for permission to use his name, not in time at least, by the time I recorded this, so I'll just use his questions. He says, I'm not sure I like my tagline. How do I know if it's good? I find it easier to make taglines for other people. So his basic question is, how do I know my tagline is good? And by the way, his comment there at the end, I find it easier to make taglines for other people. It is a scientific fact. It's been researched that you are better at solving other people's problems than you are at solving your own problems. There's research to back this up. I think Daniel Pink mentioned it in his book, Drive. So yeah, we are better at solving other people's problems, including coming up with their taglines. Hey, I am better at helping other people with their marketing than I am at my own. And that's why I ask my other marketing friends for advice on marketing my own business. It's just that way. It's just the way it is. So back to his question, how do I know my tagline is good? Well, I actually did a webinar on how to create a tagline, and I need to see if I can find that video in my archive somewhere and post it as a link to the show notes. I've also had several blog posts on taglines. I will post those links in the show notes. Here is the basic criteria for a good tagline, and it's from my friend Jim Morris, known as Tagline Jim, and his website is taglinejim.com. And Jim says, a good tagline is one that, number one, translates your brand promise. Number two, is filtered through your brand personality. Those are the two biggest things. So it has your brand promise and it has a personality. I like to add a third one, which is it has a stickiness factor. It makes your brain take notice. For example, the Dollar Shave Club, their tagline is, our blades are bleeping great. Now, they actually say the word, but they bleep it out. So you know what the word is. So that's the tagline. Our blades are bleeping great. A tagline will imply a promise and have some semblance of a personality. That one does it. Contrast our blades are bleeping great to the one that Expedia has right now. Find yours. That's not a promise. That's an order to work for yourself. It's a terrible tagline. And it has no personality, which most big brands don't. That's why you should not look at the big brands for examples of taglines and marketing, really. They have more budget than you, and they've been filtered down to nothing by going through all the corporate rigmarole and everything. So don't pay attention to big brands when you're doing stuff like that, especially with taglines. Also, a big thing to remember is how does your tagline sound when it's said in conjunction with your business name? For example, Dollar Shave Club or Dollar Shave Club, our blades are bleeping great. The Marines, or the Marines, the few, the proud, the Marines. And you have to say it like that, by the way. Some other local taglines that I like, ones that I helped create, Mike Knight Motors, slaying the used car dragons. That one was very effective for us. A local pickup truck accessory store, create a commotion. An auto parts store, your man parts are here. So each of those have a personality, have some semblance of a promise attached to them. Bad taglines often use plays on words. They're very generic. Quality, price, service, stuff like that. Also, 1, 2, 3-word taglines, very short, like Expedia's, find yours. Other bad taglines are ones that just brag. Look how great we are. We're number one. So you must be number two. You're so lucky to have us. Those are not good taglines. So remember, A good tagline translates your brand promise and it's filtered through your brand personality. When you get a good one, and you don't have to have a perfect or a great one, that's what Tagline Jim always tells me, those are really cool if you have one, but just get a good one, one that communicates your brand's promise and has a personality and has a little bit of a stickiness factor to it that breaks people's guessing machines. So if I can't find that video, I will link to some articles, several articles from my blog on the tagline creation process. Okay, that wraps it up for your burning marketing questions. I had a few more, but I've got to go catch a plane. All the show notes will be on the website. As I reformat the podcast, we're going to migrate back over to my blog. Now, I've had a separate website for the podcast for a few years now called powertothesmallbusiness.com. You can still find the show notes there. You can still find the podcast there. So you will find the show notes there, but also go to themarketingspot.com and click on the blog link, and that's where also you will find the show notes. And in the future, especially when we reformat, the podcast will be released on themarketingspot.com, where you can also subscribe by email or on iTunes. And if you would please do the show a favor, I'm asking you for a favor, sure am, review the podcast on iTunes. And if you don't know how to do that, I actually have a little 1-minute video, a little tutorial to show you how to review not just my podcast, but it works for any podcast that you like. And I hope you listen to more than one than just this one. And finally, a plug for my virtual workshop, the Get a Plan, Create a Custom Marketing Plan to Transform Your Business virtual workshop. It starts April the 3rd. Right now, because if you're a podcast listener, you can go to themarketingspot.com/plan and you can enroll for just $97. If you use the discount code 1-800-926-9797. That wraps it up for episode number 96, answering your burning marketing questions. And if you have one, a reminder, you can reach me in two ways with a question. jay@themarketingspot.com, jay@themarketingspot.com, or call my office line, my screening line, as I like to call it, area code 254-399-8093, 254-399-8093. Just leave it as a voicemail. I'll get it as an MP3, and you can be on a future episode of the podcast. We'll talk to you next week right here on the internet show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to Power to the Small Business with Jay Aaron, the internet show exclusively about small business marketing. Please see the complete show notes at themarketingspotblog.com. You can also listen to the show online and subscribe in iTunes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Never miss an episode of the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
Our thanks to Mary Lynn Foster of The Big Success Show for the opening and closing credits of the podcast. You can find Mary Lynn at The Big Success Podcast, biggsuccess.com.